This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the results, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly teaming up with Three for Mental Health Awareness Week this year. Beyond the pitch, beyond the results, we're here to connect fans, getting them to embrace the highs and lows of supporting your club, because we're not just fans, we're a team. With 2 in 3 football fans having struggled with their mental health, we understand that life off the pitch can present its own challenges. That's why we're committed to ensuring you have the tools to stay connected with your friends and fellow supporters. Take a moment to connect with your mates. A simple text or an open conversation can make a world of difference. And if they don't respond right away, don't hesitate to follow up. Let's all take a moment to talk more than football.
Picture the scene. All of your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Partner this with your team playing champagne football. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. There's nothing quite like a McDelivery. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly teaming up with Three for Mental Health Awareness Week this year. Beyond the pitch, beyond the results, we're here to connect fans, getting them to embrace the highs and lows of supporting your club, because we're not just fans, we're a team. With 2 in 3 football fans having struggled with their mental health, we understand that life off the pitch can present its own challenges. That's why we're committed to ensuring you have the tools to stay connected with your friends and fellow supporters. Take a moment to connect with your mates. A simple text or an open conversation can make a world of difference. And if they don't respond right away, don't hesitate to follow up. Let's all take a moment to talk more than football.
This is the besotted Pride of West London podcast, coming to you from Molyneux. Final whistle here at Molyneux, Wolves 2, Brentford 0. And it is one of those games where, to be quite honest with you, it was one of those ones where you sort of think, maybe I should have stayed at home. I'm not laughing, but it's the honest truth. It's one of those ones where you think, nothing, the bees weren't really going to get anything out of this game. First 15 minutes maybe, yeah, we looked a little bit bright. But Wolves always look really up for it. They're harrying us, they're pressing us, they were not allowing us to play the ball out from the back. To be cognizant, you know, early yellow cards, just annoying, frustrating. At the end of the day, it just wasn't happening for the bees. Absolutely wasn't happening for the bees here. What a terrible. Listen, come on, just talk to me about that. Talk to me about it.
Just no intent, no energy. Feels like we've gone on the beach, doesn't it? It's just...
I mean, listen, we came here, maybe first 15 minutes, we looked slightly lively, but then Wolves came at us, and then we just didn't...
Four good chances early on. If we'd taken one, obviously a different game. Yeah, they pressed well. Didn't feel like we could overcome that. Second half.
Yeah, I mean, they pressed well, and they did. Frustrating, wasn't it?
Very frustrating. Frustrating, rubbish. It showed which team needed the points. Wolves are desperate, but they channeled it really well. We channeled a lack of confidence and a lack of really needing the points. Sort of slumbering towards a, you know, end of season vibe, you know what I mean? So yeah, disappointing, bit rubbish, frustrating, all that.
I mean, Wolverhampton Wanderers, I mean, I was on their podcast, the Wolves fan cast, and, you know, I said to them, look, I'm not being funny, you might be down there, but first of all, we weren't getting relegated, and B, I said, you've got some really good players in your side, and sometimes we've seen it doesn't click for a month or 2 months or 3 months. Doesn't stop them players causing you problems. And they had a few players that caused us some problems today, didn't they?
Absolutely. They had pace, they had the intensity, the passing, the concentration. They were just on their game, really. They needed it, they wanted it, we didn't really.
tell you something. Sometimes you go on an away day, you enjoyed it before the match, you've enjoyed it after the match, but the match itself is not really happening, and that's one of them days, isn't it?
That was poor, mate. That's like with Villa for me, I thought. Lack of desire, didn't really create anything. Not really sure we're still, like, the subs even for me. You know, why was this McGonagall and Baptiste, you know? I'd like to see Trevitt or someone out there, you know? Let's give it a bit of a go, try something different. I thought it's very flat, very flat.
A few other people have been saying, Brentford, they ain't going, you know, they're probably not going to go to Europe. They're not going to get relegated, so their season's over. We're quite happy playing Brentford because they, you know, they haven't got anything to fight for. And that's what it looked like a bit today, didn't it?
A little bit going for the motions, yeah. I wouldn't say we're on the beach. But I don't know, there was something missing today. A little bit of desire for me from early in the season, you know. And yeah, we're safe. But for me, it's, you know, looking at next season now, we're losing Raya, we're losing Pontus. Ivan's probably going to be suspended for three months. Let's have a look, you know, let's give a few fringe players a chance now and let's see where we go to.
And I've asked you something that's a little slightly controversial. Ivan Toney, listen, he's played for Brentford. He's done really well for Brentford. And he's, you know, listen, we've taken him up to that level, but he's also done things for us. Do you think that he might have been looking around like a game like today and thinking, listen, I could be somewhere else?
I don't know, mate. I think he's allowed a bad game, you know what I mean? I think he still works hard out there for us.
But I'm thinking he's talking about the team and thinking, I could be somewhere else. I could be at Liverpool, I could be at Man United.
I don't know. I think he's got to get that ban out of the way first for me. I think he'll be with us next season, then we'll see what the ban happens, yeah. So, but, you know, if he's leaving, you know, for me, I said to him earlier, you can't replace him like for like. So almost, you know, do we start looking at a different style of play, you know, with Sharder and that, and do we look to change it a little bit? Today, I just thought it was really poor up top, mate. You play at three up front, you expect to be a little bit more than that for me going forward.
You bees.
Up the bees. We'll be there next week, mate.
Bees in the house here. We just left the old stadium here. We've left the fire burners behind us, so that, you know, we've left the long, long, thin thing stand that they put us in so we can't make any noise. Like, you know, they've got it all sussed out down here, down at Wolves, which to me doesn't make it the best of the away days. And it wasn't the best away day because we didn't get the points, was it?
No, just was a bit of an off performance today. I think two mistakes, obviously, for them, for us, gave them the goals. But, yeah, it just wasn't to be today.
I mean, do you think it's, for Brentford, do you think it's like this is end of season? Or do you think sometimes you just don't, you know, click for one or two or three games?
Yeah, probably the latter, yeah. Probably just not clicking towards the last few games, really.
And Ivan Toney, I mean, he's, you know, he got a bit of stick today from the Wolves fans, which sometimes he seems to quite enjoy. But I don't know if he was enjoying it as much as he was today.
No, he had a difficult game today. He wasn't getting much of the ball and he didn't really hold it up. Yeah, yeah, it was just an off day for Toney as well, I think.
And Wolverhampton Wanderers, let's give them some respect as well. They actually played all right, didn't they? I mean, they're worried about relegation, but they didn't look like a relegation team to me.
No, I think they were in control at 2-0. Yeah, they were. I was impressed with them today.
Okay, safe journey back.
Okay, thanks, Billy.
Ah, sun's out today. People are talking about Brentford being on the beach. I think that's a disrespectful term to the opposition for a start. And also, I don't think the deck chairs were quite out today. But something was amiss, wasn't it?
Yeah, definitely. We ran at the races today. We were poor. There was no midfield. There was no midfield giving service to the front players. Just very pedestrian, lacking that bit of energy just to get the game going. You go 1-0 down, okay, fair enough, you're 1-0 down away at home, inject some energy into it, try and create something. We weren't creating any chances for Toney up front, who didn't really have a good game.
You say he didn't have a good game, or did Wolves do a job on him though?
A bit of both. I think elite strikers, if they are marked out of the game, can have that little bit of X factor to try and get something out of it. And fortunately today, Toney, it wasn't Toney's day and he just couldn't find that extra bit to, you know, get that goal and just get things going. I said the midfield was not particularly great. I don't think Jensen had a good game. There was no creativity in the midfield to unload the front players. Yeah, not a good game for Brentford today, unfortunately.
So, I mean, as a Brentford fan, you're sort of sitting down there and chalking this one off and saying, actually, this game didn't exist, is that right?
No, it existed, unfortunately. It did exist, but I think it's a game that they need to look at and go, right, where do we go wrong? Why aren't we injecting energy? And why aren't we creating the chances, you know? You're going to lose football games, okay, fair enough, but why are you losing them?
And losing football games, we've actually lost three games in a row now, and we haven't lost three games in a row since I think it's that horrible run last year where we sort of lost every single game for 2 months bar the Crystal Palace draw, if I remember rightly. So it's really weird because it kind of, we've lost three games in a row, but it doesn't feel like that period to me, even though, again, if you remember then, even though I wasn't worried last year, I didn't think we were going to go down, but it doesn't feel that type of team.
No, you're right. You just slightly worry a little bit that maybe we think we need to just change it up a little bit and not... I think that there's a danger that we're just going to pick the same players and kind of coast towards the end of the season. And I think really it's a good time now to start bringing in some new players, inject some energy into the squad, inject some creativity in the squad so we can, you know, just try and, you know, get things going and try and, you know, finish as high as we possibly can.
Sponsored by Red Bull with lots of energy.
Lots of energy,
yes, indeed. We've got Wolves fans in the house, and first I'll say to you, congratulations, well done today. I was on your podcast earlier, Wolves Fancast, and I said that Wolves, all right, I said that you know where you're going to get relegated. You said you've got some good players, and we have to be very careful, because if them players come out and do what they can do, they're going to put us in trouble, and they put us in trouble today, didn't they?
Yeah, well, we did after the first 20 minutes or so. I thought Wolves sort of took control, and We never really looked in difficulty. A couple of shots, a couple of scary moments, but nothing too strenuous. You know, Brentford, brilliant, done a great job. I used to like going where there was a pub on the Four Corners, because we'd try and go around twice and have 8 points. And that was when we were in the second and third division.
Fun days, though, weren't they?
Oh, brilliant, yeah. But the only thing I dislike about it, there's too much on it. There's too much, if you like, it's too much at stake, and that took some of the enjoyment out in VAR as well. But nonetheless, having said all of that, I like to see teams like Brentford in the Premier League, like Wolves in the Premier League, because it chops things up a little bit, and they disrupt the norm, and long may it continue.
That's right.
What I get a lot of pleasure from is seeing Chelsea in the...
They weren't happy last week, were they?
They
were happy.
They've lost again today, three in a row. Then you've got Tottenham losing to Bournemouth today. You can never rely on them for anything, can you? You know, fancy having a player that scored 300 goals in 10 seasons and never won anything, you know, get a break here. So when you look at all that and the amount of money they spent, both teams, us and Brentford, massively overachieving, and long may it continue.
That's right. Fair play. Safe journey back, man.
There you go, Sean.
Bees fans in the house. We're making our way back into town, down to the station. A couple of pubs around there that we might pop into, and that we might drown our sorrows as we do after the match. Because, like I said to you, it's win or lose. Listen, we like the football, but also we like the social after the games and before the games. And like I said to you, Bees, we were just talking about it, saying that sometimes it wasn't to be and it's never to be, and it absolutely wasn't to be, was it?
No, it wasn't. I think it was just one of those days where we didn't seem up for it enough. I don't know if it's because, you know, Wolves have got more to play for at this point in the season, but we didn't create enough. Tony, again, just looked a bit off it, which is disappointing. But I think just needed a bit of spark. I mean, it was great. It was, you know, I thought we had a great lineup. I thought we were going to really go for this, and I saw the team, but yeah, it just didn't click today.
Do you think it's going to be like this for the rest of the season? Because I mean, we got, you know, argument. We haven't got a lot to play for between now and the end of the season. You know, the European tour, we joke about it, but really.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that would have been quite what we need next season anyway, to be honest.
Thomas Frank knows exactly what we need, though, doesn't he?
Yeah, don't ask me. He knows what we need. But I hope not. I think we'll go again. I think we'll show a bit more. I mean, next week it's going to be
Aston Villa.
It's Villa. I think that's going to be a tough game. But you know, we've got to keep going.
UBs.
Come on, UBs.
Listen. Birthday celebrations for the club shop, Anne. It's her birthday, and tell you what, the fact that the club shop Anne was born at 3 o'clock and that game was stink, right? All I'm going to say to you is that your birthday celebrations went completely downhill from the 3 o'clock. But now it's to 5 o'clock, it's time to celebrate again, isn't it?
It is, yeah. Thank you very much for birthday wishes. I think my birthday went up in flames at 3 o'clock when then flamethrowers started burning my face.
Yes.
I mean, what an impact on the environment that must have, because honestly, my face was on fire.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then the game kicked off.
I thought Wiesa's on fire.
Wiesa was on fire, and most offending one standing anywhere near the start of the pitch. Yeah. But I have no words, if I'm honest with you. I have no words for that game, personally. We just, you know, excuse the pun because it's Grand National, but we just weren't at the races today. I think a couple of people said that as well. Me and Pinnock were solid. Raya did what he had to do.
A wicked save he made in the, is it in the first half where he tipped the ball over the bar as well? That was a wicked save.
I think he had two or three really good saves. But I mean, apart from that, I think apart from those three, I think really performance-wise, I think, you know, it wasn't good. It was bad. It was really bad. I think that the substitutions that Thomas made were right. But they were the right place he came off, the right place he came on.
It didn't impact.
But it didn't make any impact. It literally just cancelled each other out, which just shows you overall it was a poor team performance. Wolves, again, a bit like Brighton, a bit like United, a bit like Newcastle, they're very quick at breaking. We are very slow. We will pass it 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 times before we even get to the halfway line. If you look at that Brighton game, they were quick. You're talking 2-3 passes and they're in the penalty box. We're too slow. We need to get the ball forward quicker. We need to use, there was a couple of times we could have used Rico in the first half, out to the left, and we didn't. We switched it over to the right. I think that impacted. We're not quick enough. We're not reading the ball. We're not looking at the next 2, 3, or 4 passes. We've got some interesting games coming up, and we'll see what happens with those. I mean, the funny thing is, you know, you sit and you think, you know, Spurs away, Liverpool away, Man City last game of the season, and those are the sort of games where Brentford will turn up and absolutely destroy people. Let's see what happens, though. Not on this performance today.
And just quickly, Wolverhampton. We had a little chat about Wolverhampton on the podcast. We're not disrespecting Wolverhampton or the stadium or the club or anything like that. We actually rate kind of like football matches mainly actually on away days, and what a good away day that you can have, bar the football. Now, Wolverhampton, for me, has always been an away day that I don't really look forward to, and I booked a ticket very late, which made sure that I was actually in the corner rather than normally in the middle of the stand this time. But the fact that they put us in the trough, as I call it, you've got this tireless, long, it's like when we went to the Orient, we had the whole end. They gave us the whole end, but the whole end was deeper than what you get at Wolverhampton with. They give you this thin trough, so you can't even make any noise. It's just terrible. You get the flamethrowers beforehand, then you go beforehand and you can't get a drink in the, because no one wants to let away fans into the pub beforehand and afterwards, and it's just not one of them enjoyable away days.
No, it's an odd. I think like you're right. I mean, I was sitting on the halfway line, so it wasn't too bad to me. I think it's one of those away games where it's easy to get to. I think, like you said, it only took you 2 hours on the train. It was only like 1 hour and 50. So it's a pretty quick away day. But I think overall, it's not kind of it's not one where you can kind of keep football out of football. Like you say, it's not most welcoming in the sense that every pub you want to go to is home fans only. But yeah. I think it's better when you
happy
win.
Birthday, Anne. Happy birthday. Oh, dear. Listen, we're going to move on. We're going to do another podcast next week. I don't even know. We're playing Aston Villa next week. We'll have a little podcast next week, Villa, and we're going to be a bit more jumping and a bit more lively. You know, the fact that Aston Villa are coming down and they've won about 42 games in a row, bar one, I think, that they lost, you know, means that we're going to have to be a little bit more on our toes than we were today.
Yeah, we need to sort of invigorate this season a little bit. I mean, three defeats on the trot is always going to do that to you a bit. You're always going to feel a little bit deflated, especially when we're safe. You know, we've got enough points in the bag. We haven't got to worry about promotion. The European tour was always going to be like, you know, a dream come true. It's still possible. We've still got enough games. We need to just get on another run. We do need to park these defeats. The other defeats have been by one goal. This is by two. We didn't score today. It was a flat performance. I really hate coming to Wolves, I'll be honest with you, Bill. I know you're saying, you know, I'm not disrespecting anyone either, but you know, the pubs are just awful. You can't get an atmosphere going. You can't even get a bloody reception in the grounds. You know, I was trying to tweet, and I couldn't even get a frigging reception. Got 5G on my phone. It says 5G. Don't even get 1G. You know what I mean? So, man. Anyway, I wish I hadn't come, but
No, I don't. It's not that much of an inconvenience, really.
No, I don't. Brentford weren't awful, but there was just so little, really, to look at. I mean, I looked at the starting lineup, and I was like excited again to see Sharda. He didn't get into the game. He wasn't played into the game. Brian and Bumo looked frustrated all afternoon. Ivan Toney looked really, really frustrated. He cut a kind of a, a slight shadow of his normal sort of stature. Matty Jensen could have gone off. It was a pullback in the first half and a shirt pull early in the second. That could have made it even worse. You know, I'm glad it wasn't three. At one stage, I thought that they were going to pull away and score a couple more. Raya, fortunately, was on top form. Hickey didn't think he contributed much as a wing-back. And then the substitutions, when they came on, I didn't really. I mean, we upped it for a little bit, and then there was a couple of close chances at the end. There was a header that was saved on the line, and then Toney was played clean through. But I think that was pulled back for offside. Yeah, just flat. So we do have to pick it up for Aston Villa. Aston Villa are on a roll. We always have good games against them. We win. Game on again, mate.
Game on. This is Besotted Pride of West London podcast. Don't forget to buy us a beer, besotted.com/beer. Also, don't forget to write us a review, and also just subscribe. Subscribe everywhere to us as well. We're telling you something, we're coming to the end of the season. We've been saying for ages that we're going to read out all the kind of the big ups for people that have bought us beers and written us comments and stuff like that. And we need to sit down and do that, because like we're just coming to that back end of the season, which is all good. Like we said, we've got another podcast going to be hopefully out on Thursday for the Villa game. But other than that, prideofwest.london, you can check us out. There's a Wolves, it's a terrible place. As we can say, come on, you bees. Happy birthday, Anne.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly teaming up with Three for Mental Health Awareness Week this year. Beyond the pitch, beyond the results, we're here to connect fans, getting them to embrace the highs and lows of supporting your club, because we're not just fans, we're a team. With 2 in 3 football fans having struggled with their mental health, we understand that life off the pitch can present its own challenges. That's why we're committed to ensuring you have the tools to stay connected with your friends and fellow supporters. Take a moment to connect with your mates. A simple text or an open conversation can make a world of difference. And if they don't respond right away, don't hesitate to follow up. Let's all take a moment to talk more than football.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.